Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Miracle worker. He is a sign and a wonder. Are you ready to see what the Holy Spirit can do? No, y'all got quiet on me. I said, do you want to see what the Holy Spirit can do? Yeah. Amen. So tonight, before we get in the book of Acts, I want you to go to Romans. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 15 and verse 18. And when you get there, I want to hear you shout amen. And I want to see you smile, man. I'm telling you, it's midweek service. We made it to another one. Woo. Glory to God. Has anybody been in some of those battles where you just like, Lord, all I can do is just stand right now? Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing already. Anybody in some of those battles where it just seems like you're getting it from every angle and you're just like, Lord, I'm just going to stand. And as you stand, you find the Holy Spirit begin to rise up and the standard comes in place. Are you with me tonight? Romans 15, verse 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me. In other words, I don't have anything else to say about anybody else, what's going on, what I'm facing, the struggles I'm going through. Are you catching what he's saying? See, right here he says, you know what? It won't do me any good. Y'all pay attention, watch. It won't do me any good to say anything about what's going on. Because if I could do something about it, I'd done it. Let me just go ahead and tell you that if it's not about what Christ can do, oh, y'all gonna make me preach before I even get started tonight. We need to shift the way we talk for a minute and just realize that we need to say what Christ would say. Oh, you're gonna take me back to WWJD. What would Jesus do? Let's go WWJS. What would Jesus say? Oh, come on now. You wore the bracelet, you rode around with it on your car, but we want to do what Jesus did. Everybody wants to do miracles, signs, and wonders, but do we want to do what Jesus said? Jesus said it. You're going to make me get going already. Watch this. I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not done. Can I break it down? And to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Go to the next verse. Just go to 19 for me. When he gets there, watch this. Through mighty signs and wonders. Everybody say, mighty signs. A little louder. Mighty signs and wonders. By the power of the Spirit of God. So that from Jerusalem and round about to all of those places, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Wait a minute. Who empowered the miracles, signs, and wonders? Everybody say the Holy Spirit. See, a lot of us are wondering, how in the world can you pray for somebody and blinded eyes open? Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. How do you pray for somebody when their back's out of alignment and you lay your hands on them and their leg grows out an inch and a half? Y'all still ain't going to say nothing. All right, that's fine. Let's just go to the big C word, cancer. How is it that you would pray for somebody knowing you don't have the power to bind it up? You have nothing in you that could actually take it out. And then what do? By faith in Jesus Christ, you loose what Jesus would say. What would Jesus say? Be healed. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. I'm going to go ahead. If you're that hot, turn some more fans on them because I don't want them to go to sleep. I want you guys to catch this word. No, we are going to be a people of miracles, signs, and wonders because we're full of the Holy Ghost and power. Amen? Now that we've said that, now let's go to the book of Acts. Because I will be in the book of Acts for the rest of this service, Acts chapter 5. How many of you were here last Tuesday? Well, last Tuesday was a tough one. You need to understand there's getting ready to be a reverent fear that hits the house of God again. Are y'all hearing me? People who are hypocrites, you're going to find them in places you don't even want to find them, and some of them won't even be alive. Because the power of God will not be mocked. Are you hearing, Pastor? Are you hearing what I'm trying to say? The Lord is getting ready to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. Are you? And when He does, you better get ready. How many of you are in Acts chapter 5? Y'all remember we started out talking about Ananias and Sapphira. You remember that last week? You remember that they had a form of godliness but denied the power thereof. They wanted the pat on the back and the title, but they didn't want a sacrifice. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me already. See, a lot of people in church, we want the title. We want the, I want to get close to pastor. I want to, y'all ain't going to say nothing. But you don't want to pay the price. Do you understand? When you start hanging out with pastor, then you need to understand the attacks start hanging out on you. Amen? If you don't believe me, come hang around with me a little bit. Oh, come on now. Listen, and you think you got it bad, come on up in the house. Come on up in here. Slide yourself right beside pastor and say, you know what, I'm going to take up this vision with you. And watch the enemy go, I want to take you out before. And you find in Acts chapter 5 that the Lord said, I'm not going to put up with it. You're not destroying the holy thing I'm doing in the church. Can I help everybody real quick? God is getting ready to cause holiness to come back into the church. Oh, y'all gonna make me preach already. Praise and worship ended early, so I'm gonna preach tonight. Can I preach? Holiness is getting ready to come back in the church. The Lord is gonna cause alignment. Y'all don't wanna hear this. He's gonna cause you to get where you need to be because He loves you. And because He loves you, He's gonna cause things to go and He's gonna cause things to come. It'd have been a good time for somebody to say amen. Because you know what? Right now, some of us need to wave some bye-byes to some... Yeah, ain't going to help me. You just need to wave bye to some things and just go, you know what? I need to cut that because I'm realizing that it's sucking the anointing out of my life. Oh, y'all ain't even going to start already. You wonder why it's sucking the anointing out of your life. Why is it it's sucking the anointing? Lord, you know what? Why don't we get to the place where we're checking our gas tank? I ain't talking about the one in your car. I'm talking about the one in your spirit. Oh, tonight I'm telling you, miracles, signs, and wonders. And listen, you need to start checking your gas tank in the spirit. I'm telling you, for some of you here, your light is on. You know what I'm talking about. When you get in the car, and I'm not even going to say it because, you know, there's times I get in my car. I ain't saying whose car it is because she ain't here. I get in the car, and when I get in, that light's on. You know what that tells me? You better take yourself to the gas station. You better fill it up, and you better not put $5 in it. You know that where she's got to go and what she's got to do, you better top that rascal off. So I get to the gas tank, and you know what I do? When it gets done, I keep on clicking it. I keep on clicking it. I keep on clicking it. Lord, I want it to be where it's coming out. See, we need to get to the place where our appetite causes us to, when we're full, to still go, Lord, I got to get a little bit more. 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 I got to have a little bit more. I got to press a little bit more. I got to receive a little bit more. I got to release a little bit more. I just got to, Lord, I need every drip, every drop. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm the one that who sits under the spout, and I go, Lord, even though it's starting to slow down, let me get that last sip. There was a word that was given to me Thursday night. You know what the Lord said? Don't change your appetite. Don't change your appetite. Y'all, one of these days I'm going to preach it. Don't change your appetite. See, I'm so hungry for a move of God that God is opening revelation in the Word to drive you into the place where you can receive and have double. You know, the Word does that. It leads and guides you. That's what a shepherd does. He takes the Word and let me move on. So tonight, I want to show you some things. Anytime that there's a move of God, the enemy always wants to show up. He's not going to go into a church he's already got a hold of. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He's not going to go into a church he's already got a hold of because they're not a threat. And you know what? There is sometimes he'll even let the Holy Spirit come in and have one of those services. Y'all got to hear me right now. Y'all got to hear me right now. Listen. They're still coming in. Let them come in. Glory to God. Just keep right on going, son. They're right there in the back waiting on you. You don't want to miss tonight. Give them a minute. Look at them. That's our teens, guys. They're learning about the Holy Spirit. Isn't it awesome? Check this out. Acts chapter 5. I want you to go with me to verse 12. After Ananias and Sapphira, here's where we find ourselves. Are you ready? A reverent fear and respect came upon the church. You do not want me to go to respect. You do not want me to go to respect. And I have, listen, pastor's been pushing a sermon off. Are you ready? I've been pushing off a church etiquette sermon. I'm pushing it off because, you know what, there'll be some people that get so offended with pastor that they may never come back. Are you hearing, pastor? Because you know what's happening in the church today? People don't have respect. They don't have respect for the anointing, and they don't know how to handle it. So it's coming, and all I got to say to everybody, don't write me letters. I will not read them. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Right after Ananias and Sapphira, they went out and buried him. You find this in verse 12. It says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs, everybody say signs, and wonders wrought. In other words, brought forth, manifested. Is everybody with me? And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. In other words, they came together. They didn't sit at home and watch Peter on television. That went over real good. I can get mine on television, pastor. You're right. You can sit right there and receive a word. But I promise you, when you're sick, are they coming to visit you? You want to get married? Are they going to come and drive down here and get you married? You need to understand there's something about a local body so that that minister can come and be a part of your life. Oh, y'all, come on, help me here. They came together in one place, in one accord. Here it is again. We're right back in this thing again. We're together. Poke somebody and say, that's me and you. Uh-huh, come on. Give them a smile while you're at it. Poke them. If you're listening or watching by internet, poke somebody. Find somebody. Look at verse 13. Because you know what happens? Is when church folk come together and Christ is in the middle of it, you can believe all the naysayers can't hang around. Look at verse 13. And of the rest, durst not man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. In other words, all of the ones that laughed at them, joked at them, spoke curses upon them. Are you hearing me? They could not come near them. But what they seen on them, all they could do was say, that's that church. Y'all need to help me right here. So you need to understand, for 3 years, you know what I heard? Oh, that's that church. Beach Family, that's that church. You can't even name me. You can't even, it used to be you the white church, and it used to be now you the black church, and now they look at me and they go, what are you? And I said, we're that church. Because this is that which the prophet Joel prophesied. Come on, y'all need to hear me right now. Watch this. So listen, you better get ready. We're that church. So look at this. And the believers were more and added to the Lord multitudes, both men and women. Verse 15, insomuch that they brought forth the sick in the streets. Y'all ain't helping me. Everybody say expectancy. I just got to stop here. Man, my Lord have mercy. You know what the Lord just said? You know, everywhere Jesus went, he was noised. I got to preach here for a second. Everywhere Jesus went, he was noised before he got there. Can I help you what noise means? Absolutely, and all could not keep their mouths shut, had to talk about him. Can I just help you? When are we going to get to the place when they were just awestruck, absolutely could not keep their mouths shut about what God's doing in your life and who you are and how you change? Well, you know, that person used to, but look at them now. Oh, my goodness. What just happened in their life? They had, oh, wait, all I hear is they had an encounter with one who could change their life. Are you ready? Are you ready? I want to be noised. I don't want to be noised as Pastor Eric Wilder. I want to be noised as, oh, the Christ that's in him. The hope of glory, the power of God made manifest through the Holy Spirit. Now, are you ready? I've learned that. Listen, wherever I go, I got to listen. The Holy Spirit says, go this way. Went to the bank today and a woman's crying on the counter. I listened. Cashed my little check because that's all pastors got, a little check. I went to walk out the door and the Holy Spirit caught me midway. Just turn yourself right back around and go fill up her gas tank. I walked right back into that place. I walked right up to her, and I just slid it right up under there, and I said, God bless you, and I turned around and walked right back out of the door. She don't need to know who I am. I don't need no glory. What she needs to understand is that God is her supply. It's not about glory from anybody. Listen, what happens is that the Christ in you will rise up and cause you to get out of yourself. Do you understand that the people around them went, wait a minute, there's something on the inside of them that I just got to bring the sick. Is anybody ever been to the place where somebody just calls you up and say, I just need you to pray? No, let me see your hands. Come on, I just need you to pray. Be honest, right here in this house, they call you up and say, can you pray for me? Do you understand? See, in your mind, the devil's blinded you. Watch this. You ready? Look at Pastor. Do you realize the devil blinded you and just said, oh, they're just asking you to pray. But the power of God in you, it was drawn. It drew them in to realize they're not just going to ask you to pray if they don't expect something. Oh, guys, listen. Why are we belittling ourselves as the church? Why are you belittling yourself? Why are you saying, I'm just not this, I'm just not that? If you weren't, then why are they coming to you and asking you to pray in the first place? Well, Pastor, why do people come and talk to me? I didn't say to me, because they come in all the time and talk to me. Well, you know, I'm the pastor, that's the way it's supposed to be. When's the last time somebody come to you and say, I just need your ear for a minute, I need to talk to you? See, in your mind, guys, I'm telling you, I can't even get very far tonight. Watch this. See, in your mind, you're not worthy of the glory of God. In your mind, you think you're nothing. But in God's eyes, he calls you son. He calls you daughter. And he says, if you'll be faithful with little. Y'all, guys, come on now. Listen, I will give you much. See, listen, are you ready? And a little is much in the hand of God. All you got to do is just maybe have that ear, not to be a trash can. I want to clear that up real quick. Gossip is for a trash can. And if they dump in their garbage, tell them to take it somewhere else. That's good preaching, Pastor. Thank you. I go ahead and pat myself on the back on that one. Your ears is not trash cans. You're a vessel of the Most High God. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Treat yourself likewise. Okay, let me move on. Insomuch they brought forth the sick. And just to help you, they're coming to you because they're not asking your wisdom. They're asking for the wisdom that he wants to put in you. How many of you feel a little better about yourself? If you don't, come see me. We'll walk through deliverance. They brought forth the sick in the streets, and they laid them on beds and couches, that at the least, watch this, don't just read your Bible, so that at the least, the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Where does the Holy Spirit reside? I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? Even my shadow. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ever watched a little YouTube video with the little girl who sees her shadow for the first time and she runs from it? She's trying to get away from her shadow because everywhere she goes, this thing is following her. Come on. But how many of us are beginning to realize when you turn around and look at that shadow, you can say, that's just as much a part of me. And my shadow ain't got nothing to say. It's just going to move when I move. And if I move when he says move, oh, y'all, come on now. If I move when he says move, then God's moving with me. Do you understand? Peter couldn't lay his hands on everybody. And so what happened was this. Where you have expectancy, you have miracles, signs and wonders. They begin to press the road. Now, let me just break it down in Georgetown terms. Anybody ever been to the Georgetown Christmas Parade? When you start out, everybody's up on the grass way away from you. So you got to make them and you got to run the candy all the way out to them. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But when you get downtown, when you come downtown, if you're like me and I'm driving the bus, I'm telling my guys, stand beside the bus, don't let nobody get close. Because they have crowded so close to receive that it can almost be dangerous. Do you understand that what God is trying to raise in the church? Oh, Holy Spirit, you got to help me to get this across. What God is trying to raise in the church is the book of Acts. He wants the people of God to be so full of the Holy Ghost and power that when you move, people are starting to crowd around you. You wonder why. You try to push them back, but you can't get them back. They just keep coming to you. It's because the anointing of God, there is an expectancy out of them, and there's a presence of God on the inside of you. So in between you and them, there is a miracle. Oh, gosh, golly. Do you understand between them and you is a miracle? And you're not doing anything. Peter did nothing but just walk down the road. Well, I'm going to church today. Could you imagine this? Listen, how many of us want to be so full of the Holy Ghost? I want to be. No, y'all ain't going to help me. My appetite for God is I want to be so full of the Holy Ghost that when I pull out my driveway at my house, there's people sitting on the side of the road. Golly. What would it be like to actually have ambulances lined up in front of the church so that when you drive through in the car, all you got to do is look over and they open up the back and they walk out? Oh, y'all, come on. I'm talking about spirit-filled miracles, signs, and wonders. You realize there was no hospitals. There was no, it was either God, you touch me or I die. Could you see the family members going, we got to get Johnny out quick. Listen, his leg is broke. We got to get Johnny out. Peter's coming. Get him out. Bring out the flu. Bring out the diabetic. Bring out the one full of cancer. Leprosy. Oh, we've done seen leprosy fall off of people. So bring them on out here. Get them on over here. Peter's getting ready to walk by. There's something inside of Peter because they remember what Peter said. Silver and gold have I not, but what I have, I'm here to give. See, we got to get to the place where we're not just taking from people. You got to release to receive. You got to release to receive. It has been the theme since the beginning of this year. You got to release to receive. You got to release. Let me keep moving because I'll never get it done. Verse 16, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folk, and them which were vexed, troubled with unclean spirits. They were healed every one. I'm tired of the psychiatric ward. You ain't saying nothing. Come on, help me out, church. When do we get to the place? When do we get to the place where the Spirit of God is so in us and us in Him that we watch Him come in one way? Legion who? Come on. Listen, this house right here is going to be a house of deliverance. People's going to come in and it's got to go. You might as well get ready. And ladies, you got ladies that can get you free, because I'm not doing it. It is their responsibility. You men, listen, look at Pastor. You are just as bad as they are. You just don't think you are. Can't beat that lustful spirit. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on. Come on. Can't break it. What is it in your life you can't break? This is a house of deliverance. Because something is, there is a seed in your past. And you've allowed it to grow with the wheat. And the only way deliverance comes is when you pull them both out and you separate them. Holy Spirit, you just tearing this place up tonight. See, I want to come to church. You ready? I want to come to church. I want to drive down the road. That when we're moving and doing what we're supposed to do for God, that not one person in this house leaves here sick. My Lord, have mercy. Listen, not one. Not because they got the faith to receive it. Y'all got to hear me. They just got expectancy. And even the ones that don't deserve it. Y'all, come on now. Listen, there's some out there that got AIDS, and you know how they got AIDS. But God wants to take that thing and turn it around and set them free to show them that not only can I wipe away a disease, but I can wipe away your past. You'll be a new creature and a new creation. See, listen to Pastor. I believe with all of my heart that this is the place the church has to go to. This is the place. If you want to see people come, it's not going to be because of the music or the building or how great the preaching is. It's going to be because of the glory of God and the power of God being made manifest. It's going to be where they come in one way and they go out a different way. See, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm tired of playing church and just say, Lord, this program will work and that'll work. No, I want a move of God. I want a Holy Spirit outpouring to happen. And when it hits me, I want it to hit you just as hard as it hits me. Because it's not just about a pastor. Listen, I don't want to be a Todd Bentley. I don't want to be all these other guys where their name was up there in lights. I want to be one of those where everybody else in the church is going, oh, you know that Stephen over there. That Stephen's moving in the... No, you want me to preach there. Okay, I better leave that one alone. You know, let's just pull out the ones who just serving. Clean the bathrooms today. They sit on the toilet and get delivered. See, we give glory to just pastors and different ones, but listen, do you understand that in the book of Acts, you're going to find next week, Lord, Holy Spirit, you just got me everywhere, that He'll take the one who wipes tables off after everybody cleans. You know, all of us has got kids. They're the ones that come around and clean up your kids' mess. Hallelujah. I had daddy's daycare on Saturday. I know all about cleaning. I met my quota in diapers on Saturday. And more than one kid. And more than one. Pastor was there. See, God wants to get us to the place where we don't sit there and just realize, God, this is all I am and all I'm doing. The Lord says, I just want what you got. Let me keep going. Anytime there's an outpouring, God, there's also a great persecution. Do y'all want me to go here for just a minute? When you begin to hunger for Him and you begin to thirst for Him and nothing else will supply you, then you can believe everything else around you is going to go crazy. Because He wants to get you distracted. He wants to get you locked up. He wants to throw you in a prison. Oh, come on, guys. You got to help me. Whether it be in your mind or in your body with your health. Oh, y'all got to help me up in here. Whatever it takes. And for many of us, we've been in the prisons many times. I've been there more than I want to count. More than I want to count. I just watched Jesus open a door in one of my prisons Monday. I come out, woo, thank you, Jesus. I just came out of that one. You say, Pastor, who locked you up? The enemy tried to in my mind. And then I found the one who brought me sound mind. I'll move on. Verse 17, then the high priest arose, up, and all that they were with him, and they were filled with indignation. There's some religious folk that don't like us out there. Hello. There's some pastors that don't like us very much out there. And they laid hands on the apostles and put them in a common prison. Look at verse 19. I'm going to step up here. It doesn't matter where men put you. Let them talk. Let them go to the board. Let them go to city council. Let them go wherever they want to go. Do you understand that you may put me there, but I got an angel of the Lord that can bring me out? Because of what was in them and being released, they locked them up. Do you understand that there's people out there that don't want to see you make it? There's people that don't want you to move forward. There's people that want you to quit. There's people that want you to stop. There's people that just wish you would just lay down and just go back to your old self. I don't know about anybody else, but I realize you may throw me in a prison. You may lock me in and say I'm done, but I got one who's bigger who always has the keys. And while you are doing what you think is best, I'm coming out and through you and you didn't even know I made it. I got news for some people in here. You know what? You're about to come through it and they're going to wonder, whoa. Let's just look at it. You ready? The angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, now go and speak, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Watch this. Are you ready? He didn't just let them out and say, now you guys go hide. Because when you come out, you better tell somebody. No, y'all didn't hear me. The Spirit of God don't want you just to come out. How do we overcome? By the word of our testimony, the blood of the Lamb. Are you hearing, Pastor? Listen, so if I fall, I fall. But I get back up again. And when I get back up, I realize He's bringing me out of my prisons. He wants me to declare the goodness of God. The angel said, I'm bringing you out. And when I bring you out, you go and you stand right in the middle of the church. Come on now. You go and you stand right in the middle of the church. Don't you hide. Because there's two things that's getting ready to happen here. I'm so glad the Holy Spirit got praise and worship a little shorter. Because I can cut this loose. You ready? Watch this. Two things that's going to happen. One is, it's going to slap the enemy in the face. Is there anybody here can agree with me? You just like to just grab a hold of the devil and just jack slap him one time. Come on, anybody in here would just love to get a hold of the devil just one time and just, I owe you, I owe you, I owe you, I owe you. You got so many IOUs that I want to collect and, you know, you damaged this person, you killed this person, you tried to steal from this person. And as a pastor, it's even more because when I look at you and I see him attack you, it ticks pastor off. Oh, yeah, I said that in church. Because the same righteous anger that Jesus cleared a temple with is the same righteous anger I see when he comes after you. I feel it in my spirit. And it makes me mad. I hit my knees and we go to war. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You wonder how some of y'all are pressing through is because I hit my knees. You didn't do nothing. I hit my knees and I fought that battle. I stood in the gap. And there'll be times when you got to stand in the gap for me. Because we're one body and we're one church. Amen? Let me just move on. Verse 21, and when they heard this, they entered in the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they were with him and called the council together and all the senate and the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. Wait a minute. Can I just help everybody here? Y'all are getting ready to get into a place that the Holy Spirit is going to change us and fill us so much, people are going to look at you and rub their eyes. Is that? No, y'all didn't catch that. The power of God is going to hit you so hard that people are going to have to take their glasses off and wipe their eyes and go, is that the that can't. There's no way that it can be. Hello. Watch this. 22, and when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told them, saying, the prison we found is shut up with all safety, and the keepers are standing outside before the doors. And when we had opened it, we found no man within. Can I help you? Can I help you? Are you ready? Listen to Pastor. The Lord is getting ready to cause you to be teleported out of your mess. Y'all didn't hear nothing I just said. Listen, y'all need to hear me right now. You ready? Because you're living right and you're doing what God called you to do and you're full of the Holy Ghost and power, the prisons that they thought they put you in, he just takes you, brings them right on out in front of all of them, and they don't even know how to stop you because they can't touch you. How many of you want to be full of the Holy Ghost? How many of you want to be so full that he just takes you right through your mess? Come on. How many of you want to be so full that he says, you know what? No door's going to stop you. No cell's going to stop you. No lock's going to stop you. No guard against. Oh, you got to realize. Do you understand the devil has, just like we have angels around us, the devil has assigned demons to attack you. Do you understand? They've stood at the door to keep you in the prison. But the angel of the Lord, oh, I'm about to preach right here. The angel of the Lord is coming in and he's saying, those things that thought they had you, I'm just going to go ahead and grab you by the hand and I'm going to bring you out. See, on Thursday night, the Lord said, this is what you're going to do, Pastor. You're going to bring over the people right here in the altar and I want you to grab them by the hand and you're going to begin to pull them and then release them like you would a sling. Do you understand? Last Thursday night, there were some that were bound up. But when they were shot out by the Holy Spirit, they came through their junk. They came through their mess. Oh, y'all about to make me preach, man. They were shot out of where their situation said they had them. Can we keep going? 23. Because I only got a couple more minutes. I got to move. Verse 23, saying, the prison truly we found shut up safely, all the keepers standing by the door, and when we opened it, no one could be found, no man within. The enemy's searching for you. Let's keep moving because I want to show you a thing. Is this okay? Is everybody doing all right? You learning something? Watch. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men who you put in prison are standing in the temple. And they're teaching the people. You guys lose something? But can I just dance on the devil for a minute? What about whenever one of the demons come running back to the devil in hell and he looks at them and he says, you remember that one we locked up in the prison? I just seen them in church on Sunday morning. That one that we thought we had, that we got a problem here because you know what? They ain't where we put them at. We thought we had them, but you know what? Right now they're declaring the great works of God right now. Oh, no, you need to hear me right now. No, what you don't understand is that they're standing in the temple and they're declaring that this same Jesus which you crucified is now rose and living. And guess what's happening right now? People are flocking to him. Is everybody doing all right? Let me move. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them in without violence. You know, the first time they come out, they did the bad boys thing. They went out and they slammed them on the ground, locked them up, and took them away. Tried to shame them. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But see, when the Lord brings you out of a thing and tells you to stand in a thing, and to declare a thing, oh, y'all missed that. When the Lord brings you out of a thing and tells you to stand in a thing and tells you to declare a thing, the enemy is not going to be able to come back and slam you like he did the first time. You know why? Because they feared the people lest they would have been stoned. And when they brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked him, saying, did we not straightly command you that you should not teach in his name? And behold, you filled all of Jerusalem with your doctrine. Your doctrine. What's this speaking in tongues stuff you doing? What's this getting people saved who are not worthy to be saved? That heroin addict. That prostitute. That good for nothing nobody else wanted. See, what are you doing spreading your doctrine? You know what somebody told me one time? Said, your church is full of rejects. No other church would take them. And I looked at them and straight in their face, you know what I told them? Even Jesus was rejected. The chief cornerstone which you rejected, he's going to build on. I said, so you know what? I got news for you. All those rejects will be leaders. You know, something's changed in the past 5 years in Georgetown. I had one pastor come to me and said, did you know that person in your church? I said, yeah. They're awesome. He said, man, you just didn't know them before. I said, before what? Well, before they came to your church and God did what they did, and I looked at him, I said, it's a shame that they had to come to me to get it. Because they had been in many others before me. Move on, Pastor. Move on. Wave the hanky and just move on. Look at verse 29, because here's something very important. Then Peter and the other apostles answered him and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Can I just step up here? I got 30 seconds. There's one thing that I believe the Lord wants to break in this church. I better come step up here another step. Because y'all going to throw something at me. And that is the fear of man. You think in your mind you got to measure up to what they say. You know, when I was a kid, It was my favorite thing. When I got in trouble, I would say, well, you know, they told me. You know, they took me that way. You know what my mom and dad's favorite response was? Who is they? And my dad would always look at me and say, so if they told you to jump off a cliff, you jump off of it. I said, no, sir. He goes, now come here. Let's correct this problem. There's nothing wrong with correction. Correction gets you to the place of alignment. And alignment gets you the place of blessings, which you can't even control. I don't want to. I just want to receive. Is everybody doing all right? Watch this. He begins to preach for 30 and 31. Then in verse 32, here's where it gets fun. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. Did you know that obedience is better than sacrifice? How many of us have to sacrifice on a Tuesday night to come to church? I do. How many of us in here have to sacrifice to do the things of God? I definitely do. I have to pick up my cross. Come on. See, y'all think that I get paid to just stand up here and preach. It's not where my paycheck is for. I do this because it's already been paid. Because I don't want to stand up here and be a hireling. I'm not a hireling. See, a hireling at 5 o'clock, they go home. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You ready? And I'm a bust some bubbles right here. Is this okay if I bust some bubbles? When you have a desire, when you have a mission, when you have something that God has put on the inside of you, you will do what it costs. And I thank God for the family I got because they released me to do it. I asked them. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Because I got some people out there that talk about all I ever do is neglect my family. And it's been all over Facebook. And Pastor's going to go ahead and nip this in the bud for everybody to hear. Are you ready? My family is first. Because you know what? If my house ain't right, I'm not standing here. Does this make sense? Is everybody good? So for all the naysayers, talk to my wife. I never miss a kid's concert. I ain't saying a word. And whenever I take time off, I take it off. Is everybody good? I just had to correct something because that is trying to go out there and attack my character. And the Lord said, stop and hit it now. Amen. I've even got some witnesses that was in my house with me. They know well. Amen. Now that we're off of that, we can move on. Now let's look at this. Verse 33. Are you ready for this? Because this is powerful. Are you ready? When they spoke those words and when they spoke that the Holy Ghost would be the actual sign of this thing, they were cut to the heart. You ready? Can I go ahead and help everybody? Do you understand why people are so mad at me? Is because when they get around me, the Spirit of God cuts them. It ain't nothing to do with me. Is everybody okay? And they're not mad at me because of the person. They're mad at me because of... And at that moment, are you seeing this? They took counsel to kill them. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, there's a lot of us in here. Johnny is in school. Many of these men are being raised up. Many of you ladies are being raised up. Are you ready? And just because you're attached, people want to kill you. See, when you're attached to something bigger than you, and see, guys, I'm being truthful because on Tuesday night, this is meat. I'm giving meat, okay? I'm not holding anything back. Y'all know Pastor, okay? You want truth? I'll spit truth out. Okay, watch this. They don't want to just shame you. They don't want to just lock you in prison. Y'all need to hear me. They don't want to just come out and make a mockery of you. In the heart of hearts, because of what you got living on the inside of you, they'd rather you be dead than alive. See, people don't preach this in church. All they want to preach is the grace and the love of God. They don't want to preach. The fact is, you got an adversary that wishes you were dead. Why do you think he killed Jesus? Think about it. No, so you need to understand, Jesus laid down his life, but the devil wanted to kill him to shut him up. If the devil really knew that when he killed him, that Jesus would go down and finish the work that his Father sent him to do, he would have let Jesus live on the earth. Are you hearing me? If the devil really knew that Jesus was getting ready to finish all of this, break the enemy's control, break the authority that he thought he had, do you understand that he would have left Jesus alone? He wouldn't have messed with him. But instead, Jesus said, I'll show you, because even though you may crucify my body, I'll show you that I am the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'll show you, my Father said, I will rise. I will take my rightful place. I will be what I need to be, not just for me, but for every son and every daughter of my Father. This is what I have to do. Do you understand? This is why Peter preached the way he did. It's why Paul had a life experience change. And it's why we can't be quiet about what happens on the inside of us. You wonder why the devil hates you so much. It's because when you come to grips and realize what is on the inside of you, the true fact of what Christ has done in your life, then he doesn't want you here. And the great news is, he doesn't have the power to kill you neither. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on. See, in your mind, you think he has power to take you out. The truth is, Jesus already took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Let me just prove that fact. Can we move on? Watch this real quick. I got a couple minutes. Do y'all want some more? You want some more? Can I give you this piece? You ready? Watch this. 34. Then stood up one in the council, a Pharisee. I'm not even going to try to say his name. A doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth for a little space. In other words, one of the smartest guys there went, you know what? We need to take a break for a minute. Do me a favor, apostles. Y'all step outside. I was about to walk on, but I can't. I was just getting ready to keep on going. The Holy Spirit said, no. Some of you are wondering why there's a lull in your attack. It's because the very one that you thought would be the one to take you out would be the very one that speaks up. Watch this. And he said unto them, verse 35, you men of Israel, take heed to yourselves. on what you intend to do as touching these men. You better watch yourself. Oh, I'm getting a little excited right now. Watch this. And he begins to lay out proof. Are you ready? For before these days rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, and then he was killed. And all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered, and they brought forth nothing, or brought to naught. You see what he said here? He said, guys, look, the last guy that said they were anything, we killed him. And you know what? All of his 400 men that we were worried about, guess what happened? They took off. So let's keep moving. You ready? Watch this. And after this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of taxing and drew away much people after him, guess what? He also died. Did you notice that they're actually saying names? They're being very specific. Specific. Listen, no distractions. Listen. Watch this. And all, even as many obeyed him, they also took off. They dispersed. Uh-oh. Let's get to 38. Y'all ready? Let's get to 38. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men. There's something about these guys. And let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it's going to be naught. It's not going to bear anything. You know one thing pastor lives by? You just let somebody be around you long enough. You notice in this ministry, I don't put people in positions very quickly. I watch them. There's nothing wrong with that. Come on. If you're in a hurry to get into a position, then you're willing to pay the price to get there. Listen. I can be just as happy sitting on the front row with my hands raised in praise and worship and sit there and just soak in the word. I'm happy when people preach. I'm happy when people lead praise and worship. I can sit right there for months and never have an issue. You know why? It's because I realize the cost of the calling. And you know what I also realize? The cost of staying in the calling. See, it's one thing to finally arrive in that place. It's another thing to take it where it's supposed to be. You understand that? You can have the greatest gifting in your life, but if you don't have the character to match, and character only comes from falling and rising. Though a man falls seven times, how many times am I supposed to forgive him, Lord? Seven times 70. In other words, you forgive them until they go home. Is everybody doing okay? Watch this. Verse 39, my favorite one. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found even to fight against God. In other words, hey guys, you just might well be fighting against God. See, when do we realize this battle is not ours? No, 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 no. Okay, they threw me in prison. This battle is not mine. They talked about me. This battle is not mine. They did all manner of sort of thing against me. This battle is not mine. Do you understand? There'll be a time they want to kill me. You know what's going to happen? This battle is not mine. And you know what? Listen, let me help all of you, because pastor is flesh just like you are. God has to remind me, I told you this battle is not yours. Because there's times I would love to lay hands on people and just slap the fire out of them. Let's be truthful. And any man of God who preaches in the pulpit is going to not sit here and tell you truth and just say there's just sometimes you just wish. Because after you've been slapped enough and you turn one cheek and you turn the other, and then they hit you on the other cheek and then they hit you on that cheek and you keep turning the cheek, after a while it's just like, Lord, okay, when is enough enough? And then the Lord says, I told you, vengeance is mine. It ain't yours. The people that's been battling, talking, working against, are you hearing me? They better realize they're not fighting against you. They're running headlong into meeting God. And you can believe if you're on the other side of the coin with God, when he comes, he's not going to be the loving, tender Abba Father. He's going to be the vengeful, this is my child, touch not my anointed. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Listen, y'all need to hear. There's two sides to the coin. Which side do you want? You can flip it heads or you can get kicked in tails. The only thing they could do, I gotta cut this off. The only thing they could do was this. The only thing they did was they took them in, they beat them, flogged them, beat them, and then they had to let them go. And you know what they did? As soon as they got done with the beating, I don't know about anybody else, but when I got a beating, I didn't come out rejoicing. When I was a kid, man, that was one thing, but when, you listen, I might take a beating, but I'm gonna keep on preaching. And there ain't nobody in this church to tell me that you ain't took a beating. Many of us in this church still need a beating. No, I'm being truthful. Hello? There's times whenever I'm just like, Lord, cut my backside. Because you know what? I see that root of bitterness and anger trying to rise up again. Cut my butt. No, the Lord says he chastens those he loves. When's the last time you've been in his? When's the last time you've been in his bedroom? See, we love to crawl up in daddy's lap when things are good, but we never want to go to daddy when things need to change. Is this okay with everybody? Okay? See, I realize that he loves me more when he chastens me than if he does if I'm sitting in his lap and everything's rosy. Because I realize when he does that, it's to get me out of my mess so that he can bless. Does it make sense? Is everybody listening to Pastor? Do you understand that the Holy Spirit is getting ready to facilitate miracles, signs, and wonders? But you know what he needs? He needs a vessel. Just needs a vessel. He just needs you. Am I perfect? No. Ain't nobody here. I could blow your mind. You ready? Even Peter missed it again. Good old Peter. You know what? There's been some times I said, Lord, is my name Peter? Think you're doing good, then all of a sudden you realize that there's still flesh in you. Mm-mm. How many of you in here are realizing that the Holy Spirit is so much more than what you thought? You know, you can't have a relationship with somebody you don't know. Now, if you want a one-night stand with God, that's up to you. You can do that. You can come to church. You can ask him in your heart, walk out the door, and go right back to sinning again. That's your choice. I've decided in my life I want a relationship. I got to know who I belong to. I got to know who saved me and loves me. And I got to know who is in me and feels me. Does this make sense to everybody? And you say, Pastor, why are we walking through the book of Acts so slow? Is because there's so much there I could preach for 2 years. And we still would only have just touched the surface of who he really is. How many of y'all are realizing that God's given you some revelation? Now, y'all better find some music or something for me because I'll preach for another hour. Better find me something because if I'm not, I'll keep them. Find me something quiet and just put it on behind me. I want to ask the church something. Listen to Pastor. You ready? I believe that we're getting ready. Just bring it down for me.
Come on, let's sing this together from the depths of our hearts.
Keep on bringing it down. Yeah, nice and quiet. That's good. On Sunday, the Lord said that it's time to go into a fast. And I've had some people come to me and say, Pastor, what is fasting? I'm actually asking the Lord right now. There might be a different night that I'm going to set aside just to do a teaching on fasting. How many of y'all want to know how to fast? It'll be a separate total night. It's going to be a night of just nothing but me sitting down and teaching you what fasting is. Okay? How many of y'all would like to know? Okay? That's something I'm weighing in the spirit right now. Lord, just give me direction on that. And it could very well be a Thursday night. Okay, it could very well be a Thursday night. Instead of doing prayer, it'd be a night where I teach on fasting because you need to know why and how. Amen? Before we leave tonight, because I'm done. Okay, watch this. We have to be full of the Holy Ghost. And we've got to learn to stay full. Is everybody hearing, Pastor? Because you have to understand that when we come together, the anointing of God is being released. All right? And now if there's any other time, we need to come into unity. Okay? Listen, we need to get tight. You wonder why the enemy is pulling and trying to pull and pull people out and mess with people. It's because he's beginning to see revival and the move of God. He's starting to see, okay, that unity is coming to the house, and he's done witnessed it with the book of Acts, and he don't want it in this city. Okay? And there's other pastors in the area that's beginning to attach themselves to pastor. And he is mad about it. Okay? I got great news for me, and bad news for him. There ain't nothing he can do about it. Amen? With every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we surrender. Holy Spirit, Comforter, Friend, I ask you that you begin to fill every person here to absolute overflow. Lord, I pray that when we move, the anointing of God moves. Lord, Peter was so full of your presence that even his shadow was filled. Lord, we just ask you for such a dose of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that, Lord, you fill us so full that even our shadow, even the thing that can't even talk, all it can do is follow, be filled. We thank you, Lord, for doing this right now. And, Lord, I pray that it happens in our sleep. It happens when we drive down the road. It happens when we cook, we wash dishes, we work. And we thank you, God, for doing it right now. We surrender. Everybody just say, I surrender. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. How many of you tonight got something out of that word? Whew. We got a choice. We got a choice to be filled. We got a choice to walk in the Spirit. Okay? Just watch what's getting ready to happen because you're going to find out this is how I walk. Amen? Amen. The ushers have in their hands, they have a tithing envelope. They also have a prayer card. If you need one, just raise your hand. We'll get one to you very quickly, and then we'll release you. I've already held you too long tonight. Amen. The ushers are going to hand that to you. I'm going to pray with you because I know we got kids to get into bed. Amen. So if you need a tithing envelope or prayer card, then grab one. Amen. And we're going to watch God do some amazing things. Amen. Be praying for this ministry. Okay. I've explained this to the prayer team on Thursday night, and I need everybody to kind of listen to Pastor really quickly. You know it's kind of feeling warm in here. You know the air conditioning system went out. Okay, $1,600 worth is what they want to charge. And right now the owner is saying that the only way that they would fix it is if we up our lease for another year or even 2 years. Okay, so where Pastor's at right now is this building for me and this season here in this building is done. Amen. So right now, there's about 7 buildings that are open. And what I need is this. I asked the church to pray on Sunday, but what I need is I need divine direction. It cannot be nowhere near the size of this because this is just nowhere near big enough. We need double. We need at least 10,000 square foot, okay? And it also has to be at the price where it doesn't put this ministry in a bind. Amen. So the two things that I ask, the right building, 3, the right size and the right price. Amen. And it's going to happen. God's going to move some things and make it happen. But he's just waiting for us to come in agreement. Okay. How many of you are ready to shift? Okay. I'm ready for a building by itself. And it's time. Amen. Amen. Let's pray and I'll let you go. Father God, we thank you. Lord, I ask you to bless this offering tonight. Lord, I pray over every prayer request. I pray, Father God, you touch, you move, you heal. Lord, also I pray that right now the Spirit of God will lead all of us and guide us into blessings. So I declare favor with men, jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, debts demolished. Lord, we thank you that royalties are coming. Lord, things that have been held up, inheritances will be released. And Father God, we thank you for it right now. We give you praise, honor, and glory always, Lord Jesus. We love you with all of our heart. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.